It is Hank FM, and I figure since we're all here,
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
Tuesday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Where at last check, our State of the Union was still Texas, so there you go. Proceed.
Let's start right out.
Hey,
what happened?
Good morning, Hanksters, on our Hank Facebook page as we stream live so you can see what you can hear on the radio. Well, no more Olympics, but the sport of politics in full force tonight, commandeering pretty much every channel. 8 o'clock our time, start time for President Trump's first State of the Union address of his second term. Now, last year he did do a joint address for Congress, but that technically was not a State of the Union. Nonetheless, hunker down for a long one. He tends to be one of the longer ones in history. In fact, last year he addressed Congress for over 90 minutes, and that broke records as the longest joint address in at least 60 years. So, as we said, the prop bets are going on, and yes, you can wager on this State of the Union address. And not just a drinking game. In fact, one of the biggest things are how long the speech, the duration of the speech will be, and I would definitely take the over on that one. Not that I understand what that means, but also word mention. In fact, low odds on this, highest probabilities for America, American, China, trillion, billion, million, all likelihoods, MAGA, make America great again, all of that. But little other ones, specific topics like Olympics and World Cup, and fraud, those are all, yeah, if he nails one of those,
FIFA?
you could get pretty good money on that. The lowest odds, 14%, but existing, are whether Epstein will be named in that.
Oh,
so
dear.
We'll see. Mm. We'll have him on at 7:47, the Donald, this morning.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to discuss that. The late, great Beth Chapman used to run to one certain store when she couldn't find the perfect shoe. That would be one for ladies that do a different type of entertainment, if you will. It's more live, in person. They like to get their groove on. That's right.
Very and popular at the polls.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Thank you.
And she's not alone. Helen Mirren reveals that at 5'4" tall, she's also relied on the exotic dancer's heel to look taller, beautiful, thin, and gorgeous. Say they make your legs look great, and 4-inch platforms give you great height. Sadly, the secret is now out. She's a little bit bummed about this. She's 80 years old, still wearing platforms. They're now available everywhere.
Everywhere.
Follow us for more style tips.
Well, and follow us for a big Real Country Hank FM concert announcement, as we said, at 8 o'clock. I can tell you one person it is not, because Billy Bob's himself announced it yesterday. Heading back to the world's largest honky-tonk, Saturday, June 20th, Billy Ray Cyrus.
What?
Yeah. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. BillyBobsTexas.com. So get ready for BRC back on the stage.
See? Break it down, Billy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Tickets are probably still going to be available for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But they go on sale Friday morning.
I saw him one time at an industry party.
Yeah. He's a fantastic interviewer. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy to talk to. And he sings. And that's all I got to say about that.
It's a day in the life that almost everyone will face: when to retire. Dick Van Dyke is still going strong at 100 years old. William Shatner at 94. But another one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, says, "I am done hanging it up." It would be Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's retiring after 68 years on the job. He has worked very, very hard. He promises that no changes will be made to the packaging or the brand. But he now wants to pursue new hobbies. And we can call him by his first name.
What?
Veritably.
Veritably?
Veritably. Veritably,
that's his
Mr.
First name.
Clean. That's right. Please address him as such.
I'm detecting some sort of marketing ploy by the Mr. Clean people there. But I think they should have went back to the drawing board or conference room for that one. Veritably clean. I see what they did there. But I don't like
it's
what
they did
there. It's not a they.
It's a him.
All right.
Respect Mr. Clean.
So what's he going to do? I mean, what's he going to do in retirement?
Well, he's got new hobbies. Oh. I didn't even know that cleaning was a hobby. If cleaning is your hobby, you need new hobbies.
Is he going to go work out with Kid Rock and RFK Jr.? Because he's got biceps,
in a sauna?
Man. He's got
Hot
biceps.
Works. We're coming for you.
Well, this entire week, for maybe the best entertainment, and certainly free entertainment, just look up. We have quite these celestial events happening. But it all culminates with this Saturday, as all of the planets in our solar system, all of them, will align. Yep, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, visible. Those will be visible with the naked eye. Neptune and Uranus will probably need binoculars or a mirror. But yes, that will happen again in another 14 years. So it doesn't happen all that often. And that will coincide. But actually, I think tomorrow night it's going to be, I want to say, Mars and Venus are going to be side by side. Aww. And then there's going to be a crescent moon underneath, so it's going to look like the sky is smiling at you.
Oh.
Yeah. But there you go. Get a binocular. Or think about that mirror joke again.
All the planets are aligned.
Yeah, it's probably foreboding.
So the job market is much different than it was 20 years ago when you would simply show up with a resume, a clean outfit, you make a good impression, and you go off to training. Well, now there's portals and uploads, data mines, and, well, are there any actual jobs out there? You may be looking in the wrong place. The latest trend is to dump your LinkedIn or Indeed. You need to head on over to Tinder. People are actually finding gigs on the app much more successful than a relationship. Meanwhile, there's also something called Source, where you can apply for a job just by swiping right. Just swipe right. You apply, swipe, swipe, swipe.
Maybe this was what Veritably did. I mean, that's Mr. Clean going to get a new gig.
Did he swerve into someone's
DMs? Although I'm guessing with that kind of physique, you could probably get a swipe right or two on Tinder.
Maybe he needs Helen Mirren's shoes.
Probably with a sponge. It was unfortunate to see. We lost our favorite nerd from Revenge of the Nerds fame. Also, he was on Lizzie McGuire and the like. But Lewis Skolnick in Revenge of the Nerds and its sequels, actor Robert Carradine, younger brother of David Carradine, Keith Carradine, passing away yesterday at the age of 71, his family let out. He had been battling, evidently, for the last two decades, bipolar disorder. So it was sad to see that. On the flip side, keeping his job, Kim Jong-un was reelected as General Secretary of North Korea yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I wonder how many votes the other guy got. And then finally, metal fragments have been found in frozen meatballs, heads up, sold at Aldi stores nationwide, prompting a recall from the USDA. Nearly 10,000 pounds of metal-infused meatballs. It's the Bremer Italian-style meatballs. So the USDA is recalling those. They are saying, though, it's actually recommended for those who are anemic, so...